Picture this. You're not just fixing cars, you're living your passion every day. At Cox, you'll work on a diverse range of automobiles. Surrounded by a team of friendly, like-minded individuals, you'll enjoy great pay and benefits. Ready to make this a reality? At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel techs to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. Learn, grow, and fine-tune your career as a technician at Cox. Find out more at cox.career/autotech.
The following is a Fourth Hand production.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another installment of
Hysteria 51.
Up all night.
Hi, everybody. Welcome into a, well, you know what? I was going to call it quarantini episode, Lisa, because we are having some cocktails on this fine Sunday afternoon, but we're not having martinis. We're having, well, what are you having?
My drink has vodka in it. I'm stirring it with a martini stirrer.
That's just a swizzle stick. That's not a martini stirrer.
Well, it has a martini on the top of the
You're drinking a Bloody Mary. And I'm going very basic. I'm drinking my mimosas. I made mimosas. We're like going through the alcohol in our house during quarantine. So that's fun.
Which fortunately we have a lot.
Now the question is, are you drinking a Bloody Mary or a Caesar?
No, it's just a Caesar.
For the people playing along at home, tell them the difference between a Bloody Mary and a Caesar.
A Caesar is made with Clamato, which sounds disgusting, but it's not. And I also feel like every other country knows that Caesars exist except for us.
We know they're...
Right, but Caesars. We heard it from Canadians in Mexico.
Yeah, but anyway, welcome into, like we said, a quarantine edition because we are in Illinois, as you know. We're in the lower fourth dimension, otherwise known as Chicago. And it is under a governor-issued quarantine until the 7th of next month. Interestingly enough, I didn't talk about this when John and I did it, but Lisa and I both got sick last week, and I had started with a sore throat, and then I had, I was running a fever of a little over 100, and I had shortness of breath, and super tired, and just a headache, and we're like, man, this is ticking all the boxes. And then Lisa got the exact same thing. And we're about 5 days in now, and we actually feel better. But the kicker is, and this is what's weird to me, we called, you talked to the doctor, and they're like, yeah, unless you're like life or death, just stay home and quarantine. We need you to quarantine for 2 weeks. We're like, yeah, but do you need to, you know, test us to see or get stats? No, we're not testing. And I think that's so weird because it kind of skews the numbers. Now, I'm not saying we have it. I have no idea if we were exposed to it. We do have family members that have been exposed to it. My nephew's is quarantined right now. His grandmother was quarantined because she was exposed to it as well. And her sibling has COVID-19 or the coronavirus. So kind of crazy. But we're making do, aren't we, baby?
We're trying.
Yeah, we watched, what did we watch last night? Oh, yeah, Spencer Confidential. We've been plowing through a bunch of movies, and today is the first day we're having a cocktail and pretending that life is at least a little bit normal. We actually feel okay, and we're not in bed, because we've kind of spent the last few days in bed feeling like crap.
I don't know, we're trying to get back to normal. It's the new normal.
So, how are you guys feeling? What is some stuff? And this is what I'd like to see you do on Hysteria Nation. Tell us, what are we supposed to be doing? We're actually going to bust out some board games today. And I want you guys to know that's probably not good for our marriage. Because the last time we played a board game, we played Risk. And about 6 months later, we're doing like a deep cleaning. We're cleaning inside our cushions and everything on our couch. And she found one of her guys.
Two.
And decided that I am a cheater.
He did. He totally cheated at Risk. He stole Australia from me and two of my men he hid.
I couldn't even remember how to play, and you actually had to come up with the rules, tell me how to play, and then I won, and I don't think we spoke for 2 days afterwards.
I'm still not really speaking to you.
So what are some fun games? I wish we had, I mean, there's only two of us, so it's kind of hard to play one of our favorites, Cards Against Humanity, so I guess we could come up with some sort of, this is a funny card, look at this.
I wondered if we could FaceTime Cards Against Humanity. I guess it wouldn't work out as well, because we'd know who said what. It'd still be funny.
Yeah, they need a like an online version of it somehow, virtual, the quarantine edition.
Wow, you probably just gave them an idea that's going to like make them millions of dollars.
I'm sure they've already had the idea, put it online. They, you know, they have a podcast studio in the city, and they used to do lots of podcasting, and then it kind of just went, and they don't really do anything anymore. But yeah, the people are still getting sick. There's talk of a nationwide quarantine, which I'm actually surprised. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that? Are you surprised it hasn't happened, or are you like, meh, who cares?
I'm not surprised it hasn't happened, but I think that it should happen, because I feel like, what's the point of, if we quarantine for 2 weeks, or it's like 2.5 weeks is what it equals out to be, and nobody else does, but or by the time they do later on, we're just going to be stuck in this cycle and we'll never get out of it. So why isn't the whole nation doing it together? I know that's not a popular opinion. Nobody wants that. But if you don't, like, what's it going to do if you stop it in Illinois? We have borders with other states, and there's still, you know, travel's not banned. You know, it's not completely banned. So people are just going to go out and continue. And then it'll be June before we can, you know, even get ahead of it. I feel like if they quarantine everybody right now, said everybody now till April 15th, good luck, then pay your taxes. You know,
right.
Like if that's really something they think is going to slow the roll on this, then they think that's what they should do. But they're not doing it.
Well, and it's a scary thing for a lot of people that work in the hospitality industry, in food, in Uber drivers, things like that, clothes stores. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. And you know, bars and bartenders, things like that. What happens when they can't meet their bills? And I know one of the things is, well, landlords should, you know, give them a month. But then what if those landlords don't own their buildings and then they owe money? And then that needs to be on a nationwide level where there's a leeway or something. It's a hard, I guess I'm saying I'm happy I'm not in control, because these are all very hard things to try to figure out. But I also think that the people need to be able to get back on their feet or not go without for that long.
Right. But it's going to be longer if they don't.
You're exactly right. I'm just saying
the longer that they don't quarantine everybody, the longer, or it's not quarantine.
I'm saying we are quarantining. But let's say we do that, then yes, that is an absolute. But then that's also going to bring up these other things that we need to address. But
hopefully then that's like 15 days. And then everybody's back to pseudo normal, and then the world doesn't end. Whereas if we keep going at this rate, we're pushing out months and months and months, weeks and weeks and weeks, because they're not doing it on a bigger scale. And so it is pushing farther. So it is ended up being months. So like, what, you know, people who necessarily pay bills aren't necessarily paying bills in their state. And you're paying your local, you know, water and trash to your state, you know, but maybe your landlord owns your building from another state. That could be a whole nother situation.
So it's just this terrible trickle effect.
And, you know, you're saying, oh, those landlords should be forgiving. But what if those landlords, that's their only source of income? Now they don't eat because you don't pay them. You know, there's a lot of different factors in this. I think it's obviously very controversial. And I'm sure that the fact that it's an election year totally helps everybody's decision making.
That's exactly right. Have you been seeing the people that are talking about it's not real? No one really has it. It doesn't exist. You know, name one. It's funny. I've seen a lot of people that like name one person actually has it. And then people are like, well, my uncle, me. I've seen that in so many. And then they don't come back and say, well, I stand corrected. You know, I think that's such a, in the world that we live in with information at our fingertips, it's always crazy that the conspiracy or the I don't believe is the easiest thing to, or it's man-made and it's evil and stuff, is the easiest way to go in thought processes like this. I guess that's part of the human condition.
I don't see in this case, but I guess I'm not that kind of person. Like, what's the advantage? What would be the advantage to
wiping out
this
world
is
population.
Worldwide. This is pandemic. This isn't like just the U.S. has it, because then you can be like, oh, some other country wants to take us out.
You pretty deluded little girl.
I know.
You're not thinking of the whole, you know, it's the whole Agenda 21 and the wiping out the world's population, you know, weakening the economy, keeping the people that are in control. That it doesn't have to make sense for people to have a conspiracy or a thought process about it, or it can be, you know. I don't want to get into Agenda 21 because it's a very convoluted topic, and it is a topic that's coming up sooner than later. But if you guys want to go down that rabbit hole, you can do that. It's an interesting thought process, and I just think that it's sad, though, where we're at right now, with people being sick, and it's easier to blame and and argue instead of just take responsibility for ourselves. And we're going to try to do better and to not spread it and to help our fellow man, even if that means giving up some of our 24 karat gold toilet paper.
We have 24 karat gold toilet paper.
No, but it might as well be worth that much.
Well, the problem is that, look, what does it matter why this is happening? Like, mm-hmm. You know, what's the difference? It's happening, right? So, like, I'm not freaking out. I'm not, you know, getting panicked about little things. Although it is kind of funny because I do catch myself kind of having, like, mini, like, thoughts of, like, oh, I only bought one thing of toilet paper. Well, that's all I would normally buy. Or, oh, man, we only have half a bottle of vodka in this bottle.
Jesus Christ.
But, Jesus, you know, Christ. But I'm just saying, like, you know, I get it. I get the panic. I get why it happens. But at the same time, people who are fighting it, and then it's just making it last longer. And I don't understand what people don't get about that.
Well, on a brighter note, we have three of the laziest dogs in the world. And us being sick means we just kind of lay around and work from home. So they've been in heaven. And with you staying in bed longer, they just like curl up. I'm pretty sure that they're cat software running on dog hardware because they like to sleep about 22 hours a day.
Yeah, they do sleep a lot. I've been working except for this weekend.
No, I know you've been working, but you've also been very sick, which makes it worse because you're sick and then you're sitting at a computer all day. We have an office here that I work out of, and it's been, you know, business as usual for me, other than we had several meetings canceled and calls pushed to at least next week. But you don't love working from that office, and we made you a makeshift office now in our basement. We have, you've got two extra monitors now set up in your own little laptop area and everything, and you've been making the best of it, I think, but it's definitely, it's sad when you're like, ugh, I'd rather be at work.
It's just easier. It's like, you work from our office because that's your office. Like, that's how all your stuff's set up there. Like, even though I can have as much of the things that I have at work, it's still not the same. So, I'd much rather be in my office. Mm-hmm. But I know that, I mean, I decided to stay home earlier than they told us we had to, because it was a choice we were given at work, and I just think that...
Well, and I also started having symptoms, and we decided that it was best. There's no way we're going to give that to other people if that was the case, and we didn't know because we couldn't get tested, so I think that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, either way, I just, you know, just germs are flying around. Best to stay from home, even though it's a little bit of a sacrifice to have to work out of my comfort zone. So,
which is crazy because you would think it's, I get to work in my comfort zone, which is my pajamas from home, but it's not really. So I was reading on Reddit and in some of the places that I go to, people are talking about how this is just a side of disclosure. It's coming, and they're using this as a way to get the people off the streets, and the virus doesn't exist, so the virus is from the aliens and stuff like that. I just love how no matter what box you fall under, people will fill anything out to be about themselves. I'm sure the flat earthers somehow, this is the, they're calling this probably like the curve plague or something like that. You know, it doesn't matter what there is out there. Someone is using it to, I guess, instill fear. And that's the biggest thing. Social media sure is full of fear and don't fall into that. Make sure if you got to spend some time at home alone with your kids, have fun, teach them things that normally you wouldn't, play games with them. Don't argue. Get out of your comfort zone and have fun and play music, sing, dance, have fun like we used to do. Because guess what? We didn't have the internet when we were growing up, at least not like this. And we still had some fun. Though, one weird thing about the quarantine, at least here, is you can still go out and walk and jog and stuff like that. That seems odd to me. But, you know, you do you. So... wife, last thoughts on the quarantine before we send people on their way for the day?
Well, at least it's a time when we can have anything we want delivered, including we had vodka delivered yesterday.
Did we have vodka delivered?
Okay, it was beer, but still.
I couldn't remember. I know we got, oh, you got the PBR, what are those called?
Hard coffee.
Yeah, who I would never have thought to try because I think PBR is disgusting, but the hard coffee is not a beer. It's just made by PBR, and it's pretty good. Of course, I had to tell you, you can't have them for breakfast, and I'm sorry about that.
I can now. I work from home.
All right. So anyway, those have been some ramblings. We got a couple extra episodes coming this week, so keep an eye out. We're not forgetting about you. We got some fun stuff coming to keep you guys entertained while we're all stuck at home. So with that said, I've been Brent.
I've been the other hand.
Enjoy your quarantinis.
Stay woke, meat sex.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite, join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a Fourth Hand Joint.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
Hello, everyone. I'm Danny Pellegrino.
I'm Jenna Brister.
And we are back for season two of a very merry, iconic podcast. We're going to be diving into your favorite holiday movies, recapping them, and going on a few tangents.
Yes, and it's the end of the world as we know it. So why not close out 2020 with a bunch of episodes of Holiday Recap with us?
So we hope everyone grabs a cup of eggnog.
And a fistful of candy.
Cook that bird in
Doritos.
The
Doritos. We don't care what you're into. Just join us.
Grab your bed wine. Grab your couch cocoa. We're getting lit on the holiday movies. We'll be doing 10 recap episodes. So subscribe to A Very Merry Iconic Podcast wherever you listen to podcasts and find us on social media at A Very Merry Iconic Podcast on Instagram, and we'll have all the updates there.
Acast recommends.
Picture this. You're not just fixing cars. You're living your passion every day. At Cox, you'll work on a diverse range of automobiles. Surrounded by a team of friendly, like-minded individuals, you'll enjoy great pay and benefits. Ready to make this a reality? At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel techs to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. Learn, grow, and fine-tune your career as a technician at Cox. Find out more at cox.career/autotech.